Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. And tonight we have talk about the Amazing Race. Celebrity Apprentice. Definitely going to be talking Celebrity Apprentice. And so much other stuff going on. I also have a couple announcements. But let's kick it off with some music. And since she's in the... let's not do that. I was going to do something because somebody is in the room. But I'm actually going to play this song for my mom. It's one of my mom's favorite artists. So I'm going to play it for her in honor of Mother's Day.
Like you care for me, you put this love in my heart. I tried but could not refuse. You gave me no time to choose. You put this love in my heart. I wanna know where the bad feelings go when I'm depressed and I get down so low, and then I see you come.
Rock of Love 2, and you're listening to my best friend, Ron Rad, on the Rad Reality Show.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. Tonight, Alan was supposed to be calling in. I talked to him and reminded him. So, Irish Eyes, if you can get a hold of your Cracker Jack, tell him I'm only doing an hour show tonight. So, he needs to be, if he wants to talk tonight, I told him 10 p.m., so I need to actually make sure I get him a, I'm going to make him a little schedule for he won't forget the times. Deb, I haven't been able to get a hold of her. I've been so busy this weekend. And Paul, I don't know where Paul is. I've been trying to get – I was going to get a hold of him today, too. I spend my time with my mother today. But I asked Ben to call in. And Ben, you're on the line with me now, and we can talk Amazing Race. If you guys want to call in, talk Amazing Race. We'll do the first half an hour about Amazing Race and hoping Alan calls in and you guys, you know, can help me out. And we'll do Prentice the second half with, you know, a little intermission in between. Ben, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good?
Good. I thought Alan was going to call in and co-host with me, but it seems like he's running a little late. No surprise there.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if he gives the because he's Central Time, right?
Yeah, I think he forgets, and then he has, you know, things going on. So he wrote me a Facebook message, Ron, and then he my computer popped off and he left, so I didn't get to. And then I tried to call him. So let's just talk Amazing Race. What an ending!
It was amazing.
What an ending to the show tonight. It was. I actually thought it was one of the best finales in a long time.
Yeah, me too.
Very tight. I thought they were going to be a close call in the end, and then the brothers just took off. What do you think?
Yeah, and the hard part for me was that I couldn't just root for one team. I liked all three of them, you know?
Yeah, me too.
I'm not
a big was it Dan and Jordan? Wait, what is Jordan's brother's name? It's Dan, right?
Dan and Jordan, yeah.
I wasn't a really big fan of them, so I was cheering on the Cowboys.
Yeah, originally I thought they'd win too, but I'm always good at picking second, you know. I'm always good at picking second. So,
you know, I was cheering for Brett and Katie. That's who I was
Yep.
I mean, that's who I really wanted to win.
Yeah, well, you know what? She, as far as anyone's concerned, she did win because, you know, she proved her point. And, you know, I was a little bit sad about Carol and Brandy at the end there, but what are you going to do?
I thought that was sweet. Because, you know why? Because she stood her ground.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
you know, Katie was awesome. She told the lesbian couple to fly a kite, pretty much, you know, and
right.
That she, you know, she outlasted them, you know, I mean, ha, 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 you know, it was kind of like a slap in their face.
Kind of.
And I was nice to see Jeff in his cool hat and Jordan, you know, it was nice to see them on the end. I love Jeff's little comment, guess reality shows are not his thing. I thought that was kind of cute in a funny way.
Yeah, and I guess he had some issues with being eliminated when they sent him to the villa, and he had to be calmed down about it. So I think they took him snorkeling or something, I read, and after that he was fine. So
really? See, I didn't follow the actor stuff because, you know, I just, you know, once they're eliminated, I wanted to, but it's just, you know, so much goes on in life, you know, that that you run off, you know, and but yeah, I didn't know about that. My number one goal is to get them on the show, so keep your eyes and ears to the, you know, the internet and the show.
Yeah.
And everything. So I mean, I am looking forward to helping. I'm looking forward to having them on the show to get them to answer all their, you know, Amazing Race questions and everything. So I mean, what did you think about the challenges? I thought the first challenge. I thought the challenges were good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the tower repelling thing. That was neat. You know, when they sent through the tower, it was funny because I was moving out of the room. I think I was going to get a drink or something while I was on, and he said, "You'll be going to the tower to do a mechanical repel." And that's where I stopped in my tracks. I looked around and went, "Whoa, what?" Because I didn't see the preview for this week, so I didn't know they were going to have to repel down the side of Koi Tower. That was impressive. That was impressive.
And then I really liked the video game.
That was cool.
Very cool.
Yep, that was awesome. Although I saw
and then how they went to the thing.
I saw a wide berth for cheating in that. I mean, had one was it Jet that was given the directions there? Had he listened?
Yes.
And same thing for Brent. Had he listened closely, he might have heard, you know, little bits and pieces. And I don't know if they allow you to cheat like that or not, but.
I thought it was smart when Jet came down and he started to talk louder than
fake commands?
The other brother. What?
You mean the fake commands?
Yes.
At the beginning? That was awesome.
Or yeah, he was kind of like throwing them off, trying to throw them off and, you know, like, you know, fake it out. I thought that was classic.
It threw the other guy up. Yeah.
Hey, like I said, guys, if you guys want to have your opinion, if you're a Jeff and Jordan fan and you want to, you know, say what you thought about tonight's show, you know, call in 347-237-5506. If you want to talk about another team, hey, you know, something I want to talk about, and one reason you were a good person to pick, so you might have heard some more of the news. I see on TMZ, is it Louis? It was Louis, the one that was getting accused, right?
Yep. Yep.
Of the drugs that he was, you know, found innocent. Did you read that, or did you hear anything about that up there?
I've been tied up all week. My girlfriend came back to town, and so I haven't done much of anything except hang out with her.
Yeah,
but
I read on TMZ
he's innocent,
that
innocent,
you know,
huh?
Yeah,
so
that
he's
found
if
him
he
innocent.
Reports it. It's got to be for real, you know.
Yeah, okay. Most of the time. You know what? TMZ don't report, you know, fake stuff usually. They really do do go out and research their I think stories. I mean, I don't think they just throw something up there, you know what I mean?
True.
I do have to say that when it comes to tabloids, they do have some kind of, you know,
reputation.
Yeah,
integrity.
Yeah, I really do too.
Integrity
is a really good word, yeah. And
yeah.
TMZ is one of the more accurate. I don't know many stories that TMZ runs that you don't. I mean, there's times that they probably do have one. I've even posted, you know, something that I thought, you know, and I usually follow up everything, and then found to be, you know, not the right story. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And then I have to say sorry. You know. And sometimes it's hard, you know, to say sorry and stuff. But usually TMZ is pretty, I think, pretty good. And even with the Russell thing, even though he was found, you know, innocent or you know not innocent, but found to be, you know, not as accused as he was, you know, sound to be.
Right.
You know, they, I think, you know, printed, you know, his side of the story.
Right.
So that's something that's good about TMZ. You know, tonight, you know, the Amazing Race we had, and I wish we had Alan. And I was going to work on getting a guest tonight. It's just been such a busy week with Mother's Day today. I spent time with my mom, that was one thing I wanted to do tonight was if you guys want to call in. You know, you guys listen to the show, but you can call in too. And if you want to wish your mother a happy Mother's Day, or if you have somebody that you want to wish happy Mother's Day, you know, call in for that too. I mean, this is your show. See, this is not, I don't, you know, tonight is one of these shows that is open to you guys. So call in, you know, feel free to. I mean, we can do that too. You said you didn't watch The Apprentice, right?
I didn't see The Apprentice tonight. No, I just watched the race, and then I had to run out for a bit. But I hear I missed a good one, though, huh?
Yeah, it was a good. And we'll talk about The Apprentice in a second. We're gonna. You watched the final of the race with her, didn't you? No, Mom, she went home. So I didn't get to. You know, she. She was in the nursing home. She had to go back to the nursing home and everything. We actually watched Iron Man.
Iron Man or Iron Man 2?
The first one. We watched Iron Man, and I think I slept through it a little bit.
Have you seen it before?
No, I haven't seen it. I'm
going to
watch it again.
Yeah, you got to.
You know what? I it kind of got boring to me when he was, like, doing the transformation.
When he was locked up, you mean?
No, like, yeah, like, kind of, yeah, like, I don't know. It's just, it kind of got to, it was started out really good, and it was really interesting. Maybe I'm just not a big Iron Man fan. I think that's what it was, you know.
You got to watch it again.
That's why I don't want to give my opinion of the movie, because what I saw of it was good. You know, and Robert Downey is definitely awesome.
Yep.
You know, and I'm going to rewatch it and see what, see it again.
I was never a huge Iron Man fan growing up, but, I'd never read the comics or anything like that, but when the movie came out, I saw it, I think, on a whim, kind of. I thought it was going to be childish, you know. And it wasn't. It was really good. It was really good. So I can't wait to see the second one. I'm going to go to the movie and see it. You know?
See, this is one reason I wanted to watch it and everything was because I wanted to see the second one. And I was thinking about going to the movie theater to see it. And when my brother asked me us to watch it and all, I was like, cool, let's watch it. And then I sat down and it's just been I was just so tired. And I think I shut my eyes during a couple scenes, and then I was out and never saw the ending. So I don't know if he saved the world or not.
There's a part two, so that's all I'm going to say.
I'm just joking. I mean, he has to save the world. It's Iron Man.
Yeah.
And like I said, Downey was awesome, what I saw of it. And that's the movie review tonight. Okay, let's do this real quick. I'm going to take a quick break. Stay with me. Anyway, I wish somebody was here to talk to the apprentice. I don't know where Paul is tonight. I don't know where Deb is. I didn't get to talk to them. And Alan, like I said, I talked to him, and he was going to call in. The show. Let me do this. I want to play a song. Ben, stay with me, because in case
okay.
my phone dies, that's one reason I wanted you up on the line, too.
Okay.
As you guys have been listening to the show the past few, sometimes my phone has a tendency to kick on me. I got to fix it. I think I know what to do. So let's play. Hey, let's do this in honor of Corey being in the chat room. And hey, Corey, if you want to, feel free to call in a few.
Hi, Corey.
Damn, y'all looking fine, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, baby.
Hey, yo, why don't you let me give one of y'all bitches out the house at the same time?
Oh, I don't think so. Let me tell you.
I know I'm pretty smart, so why you even try? The boys all like us because we make them wonder why. The boys, they want us, so they can't help but to try. Keep pumping games with me, oops, I'm way too fly. It really turns me on.
My game is still At the end, oh my God, I've never seen two more bitter bitches.
Actually, just one.
Well, they're still both bitter. Both of them are, because the other one was, I know one of them was being the more talkative, but the other one was talking a little smack too, and had been too the whole season. I know one of them was more vocal than the other, but they're both bitter. They're both just sore losers. And I hate that
I wish Corey watched Amazing Race. The reason why is because, hey, Corey, did you go to your finale?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, didn't you guys have a fight in your finale?
Yeah, there's a big ass fight.
I mean, awesome. Wasn't it between who was the fight? Who was the two fight?
Yeah, it was between Heather and Daisy.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, but we kind of watch VH1 shows for that kind of stuff. You know, that's the fun part of watching VH1 stuff. I don't mind that kind of stuff on VH1 shows.
That's why I kind of was bringing Corey into this conversation part of it, was because I kind of, you know, the Katie versus the lesbians kind of came into a VH1 type. For a second there, I thought I was watching VH1. I was so proud of Katie when she said, you know, she wanted to prove that she was intelligent, and she did a little bit, even though she did make her.
Well, I was, and you know, I didn't care too much for Katie the whole season, but she was right though at the end. You know, when the bitter lesbian was yelling at her, and it was funny to me because she's like, I don't want an apology. I don't want an apology. I'm thinking, did Katie say she was going to give you an apology? Are you assuming that Katie's going to try to? Why are you assuming Katie's going to give you an apology? She doesn't have anything to apologize to you for, you little bitch. But anyway, but Katie was right. She's like, hey, I'm here, you're not, you know?
Nope.
And I keep calling her the lesbian. I don't care enough to remember what her name is, but I mean, she was just bitter. She's a sore loser. And what's wrong with what was so wrong with Kate? You know, she brought up that, well, you said you wanted to be the last female. Okay, what's wrong with that? I mean,
no.
Come on. What's wrong with saying that? you know? I mean, that's kind of like with Jed and Cord. I understand they wanted to end up, and Jed and Cord were my favorites going to the end. But their whole thing about Jordan and what's his name jumping in front of him. Hey, if you're fighting for $1 million, you're going to do whatever you can do. Sorry, you know, if you're going to let them do that and not, you know, I know that they were trying to get. At the end, I think it was Cord was trying to tell, when they were doing the Star Wars thing, he was trying to tell him, step in front of him. Don't just stand there, just, you know, because, and he should have.
Can I ask a question? Couldn't he not gotten around him? I mean, there was room to go around on the game. I mean,
well, he had to go forward, though. He couldn't go around him. He had to go forward, and he was in his way, because it would have screwed him up.
No, but didn't they have like gap periods where they, you know, like in video games, sometimes you can step to the left or the right, or, you know, I mean, it didn't look like it was a narrow thing. I think he could have probably like took a step to the left or the right just around him.
Well, you know, I think it would have screwed him up because he was still had to end up the same place that what's his name was at. Because he had to go forward. He could have stepped to the side, but he still would have had to end up at the same place. I mean, it would have been.
Didn't they have different points of?
They did, but he still had to step forward.
Yeah,
and
if he stepped to the side, he could have stepped out of the ship. Because remember,
right.
they were on like a passageway between compartments.
Right.
Yeah, but wasn't there some kind of, maybe I'm wrong. I think you guys are right, but I think like most video games I play, I'm usually all over the hallway. You know, I love Star Wars games. That's what is so funny. You know, I play a lot of them. You know, that's one game I do like. I thought he could have probably told him to. I understand that you had to go forward. I just thought he could have maybe slept, like I don't know. I think you guys.
Well, and like we're saying, if he stepped to the left, he could have stepped back and, or he could have stepped into a different area of the game that it wasn't where he wasn't supposed to be. You know what I mean? It would be hard for him to get back. The point was, he was supposed to end up, even though they were doing different things, he was supposed to still end up right where Jordan was or whoever it was. And, stuff, so it would, you know, either way, he would have still had to wait for him to move out of his way unless he was going to just step right, you know, in his face, which he should have done. But,
but
I love the whole thing with the, you know, the lesbian just came off looking really catty and just bitter. And Katie, you know, looked like the better person. She was the better person, and she kind of had the last word with, I'm here, you're not, you know? I mean, that's the whole point, and that's what they were mad about. So.
Okay.
Plus, let's
go.
Yeah.
Were you then happy? I mean, you weren't happy that the brothers won. You wanted the Cowboys, right?
I did. I wanted either the Cowboys or I wasn't sad that the brothers won. You know, I would have rather had the Cowboys win, but I'm glad that the brothers won, you know?
Okay. Have you heard anything about Louis? I heard that he got off. I thought I read on TMZ that he was, you know, let go of his charges. Did you read that too, or?
No, I didn't pay any attention to them.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Did you watch The Apprentice? Ben didn't.
Yeah.
He gets grounded for that.
I know.
So let's go through it.
I'm having to watch everything online because evidently my free cable here ran out and they didn't tell us. So I haven't had, like, any TV for, like, a week. So
Wow. It's
been fun. But I watch everything online at live, so anyway.
Yeah, I was watching hockey live on Justin TV, and I won't talk about the score of that freaking game. But me and Jeff sat and Heather, that's all you get to hear. But, okay, The Apprentice, we ain't going to spend that much time, but Corey, your Bret Michaels almost got eliminated tonight.
And?
He didn't.
Oh, wow. So surprising.
But he might at the beginning of next apprentice.
Well, hopefully he does.
Yeah. So the soap opera of Corey and Bret is still goes on.
Well, I mean, dude, you know why too.
I know. I still haven't.
But I mean, like, how can he make same thing that, or do the same thing I do, but gets patted on the back?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes me want to rip his hair out even more.
Oh, yeah. You know, we didn't talk about this because we didn't have a show. Or
yeah.
The show. You know, did you see the episode when he misspelled stuff?
Yep. Yeah. It was on the flyer for the band thing, for the workout thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was so laughing. I was like, fire the guy, fire the guy. That's what happened to Corey.
But she did it in a different, she was like using slang,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I was using a different context because, I mean, it's spelled two different ways and you can use it in different, you know, meanings. And so
yeah.
I was taking a pun on the fact that I don't know how to spell, but this is a word I do know how to spell, I mean, believe it or not. But, I mean, the fact that I was smart enough to take it upon myself to use the English language to my advantage. And he was actually just being stupid and just didn't know how to spell.
I know. And it was funny. I thought the printer was to fix that, but somebody that I watches the show said, nope, the printers are instructed not to mess in any way with what's given to them. Just put it right on print, just like it is. So they did make those mistakes. It wasn't the printer.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was. But like this week he was okay. I mean, he didn't do much. I mean, he had to leave for a little bit and.
Hold on. So okay, I was actually watching Talk Soup, and I saw something that Cyndi Lauper said, and she like sounds so off the wall, like drugged. Do you know what I'm talking about?
She was what?
Like, she sounded like she is just totally off the wall, like she's drugged, and she start going into different subjects at, like, the wrong time. Like, it was just, like, so awkward.
She does that.
She does that every episode. She's just like that.
She's like she won't be the next episode.
She's eccentric.
That's crazy.
She's out.
Deb, she won't be like that next episode, though.
Nope, won't be.
Why not?
Because
she's
fired.
Oh, my bad.
She's not
I saw that.
Fired.
Yeah. And I think Donald, you made the right choice, very right choice. I was so hoping she was the one fired. Even though I'm not really thrilled with Holly, or Haley, or whatever her name is. Holly. Holly Pete. What is her other name? Can't remember.
Holly Robinson Pete.
She's
Song Head of the Class. Don't you remember that show?
Yeah, I remember that.
Head of the Class.
Ron, do you remember?
She was on that show.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Isn't that the one where Dr. Johnny Fever was the school teacher?
Yeah.
From KRP.
It was like on for it's like only on for like a season or something, right?
It was on like two seasons, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just a side note. But yeah, I mean, but she's very straight. Like, she's more serious than Cyndi. She works different, obviously, but at least she can, and I don't want her to win or anything, but she's more focused.
Was she not with Haney, with Mr. Cooper? Somebody says it's Haney with Mr. Cooper.
I don't know about that. I know she was on Head of Class.
Maybe. I have no idea.
I don't remember being on Hanging with Mr. Cooper, but...
I'm only 21, so I don't know.
Yeah,
Head of the Class,
been...
I think, Corey's time.
I'm only 21, guys.
Was it? No way.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper was like 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, they both were. Corey was alive and kicking and probably almost a teenager when both of those shows were on.
What are you?
Oh sure? Yeah, she wasn't hanging with Mr. Cooper too.
No.
Cause she's not 21.
I am 21, stupid. How?
No, you're not.
How old do you think I am?
You're like old.
Like how old?
19 and a half.
Like what?
I know the real age.
19 and a half? I'm so 19 and a half right now.
Yeah, right. and I'm 15.
Okay, that's fine.
It calls. I think somebody wants. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and pick up this call just because. Hey, it's my show and I can do whatever.
It's my birthday.
I can, please.
Oh, happy birthday.
No, I'm just playing. But I'll take a birthday.
Not her birthday.
You go.
Okay, so unknown number, you're live on the Rad Reality Show. Where are you calling from?
How you guys doing? My name's CJ, and I'm from California. By the way, happy birthday to the lady over there.
It's not her freaking birthday. I know.
But is it me? Is it me, or does it look like Donald Trump tends to play favorites right from the very beginning? Because, Sharon Osbourne, he loves. Normally, he wouldn't let a person miss, 3 weeks or however much she missed. And then last year, you could tell Joan Rivers was going to win from week one. I mean, there are just certain people.
I agree.
Obviously he should. And he thinks that they're bigger stars than they are. Like, Sharon Osbourne is not, that big of a star. He probably should have kept Rob Blagojevich or, Daryl Strawberry longer or something like that because they're better television, but he's just too old to realize that.
I don't agree with leaving
Blagojevich because he started to get boring after a while. He wasn't even entertaining. He was just – I mean, it was funny to laugh at for a while, but then it got kind of boring and you kind of want to see, the –
right.
Like the Cyndi Lauper and stuff. I think that's why he kept her around so long, because
she liked her a lot.
Yeah.
Right, and she's been scatterbrained for forever on
right.
this show. So he kept her along, and I think I agree, and I've mentioned this, in other weeks about Sharon Osbourne. There's no way, because he wouldn't even give Michael a chance to come back. He didn't even let him see if he was going to be able to.
I was thinking that same thing. Definitely, I was thinking the same thing about Michael. I mean, the guy didn't even give him a chance to take a couple days off. And he's let everyone else take a couple days off. I mean, Brent Michaels has missed, 2 days. And maybe it's because it was predetermined days off, It sounds like it was predetermined.
Brent Michaels is his other favorite, too, I think. I think it'll be Sharon and Brett in the finals.
I think Brett may be gone this next episode. I don't know that he will make it to final two.
I heard from inside sources that Curtis Stone actually goes pretty far, and I've never even heard of Curtis Stone prior to the show.
Yeah,
he's some cook on a reality show on I think Bravo.
I love him. I think. Yeah, I mean, and I love Curtis, and I've never saw him before this. I've heard his name, but I've never, seen what he was, the show he was on before. But I like him. He's a smart guy. He, just like in this last episode, he used his resources. I mean, and he had some good resources, calling in painters and calling in favors and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I don't know how, I think Maria's going to be gone.
Yeah, my prediction for next week is that Maria's going to be gone. And I think one of the big reasons why she's going to be gone is because she's only raised $20,000 for charity. Even Sharon's raised more than that. So I think that's probably one of the main reasons that she'll be gone.
Well, we know that this next episode, they're going to dwindle it down to two. By the end of the episode, they are going to dwindle it down to two. Because he's going to fire somebody right off the bat. Then he's going to have them interview with Bill Rancic and Joan Rivers. I mean, come on. Joan Rivers.
I know. Come on.
Now, Bill, I can understand.
Joan Rivers.
Bill's a business.
Joan obviously plays favorites, too, because in that one episode where they had to run the diner, the guy's food was obviously a lot better. Yes, it might have been a little cold, but she liked the girls' team better. So she's not impartial. I think that's horrible.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think she was in that because Blagojevich screwed that up. So I didn't have anything against her doing that because he screwed up. But come on, Joan Rivers interviewing him. I mean, who cares that?
Have Ivanka do it or something, or have Donnie Jr. do it.
Well, I wouldn't even have them do that. Pierce, mm-hmm. He won the show, and he's more of, I consider him more of like a business person.
Right.
Than Joan Rivers, but maybe they couldn't get him to come back. Maybe that's why they're having Joan Rivers and Bill Rancic. I mean, how random are
they?
But they're going to get rid of, after they and they're going to get rid of two more people, so they're going to have it down to two by the end of the show.
Here's
another
theory.
To watch
Joan
Rivers again, I'm going to be – I'm just going to hate next week's show because I hated her last season.
Me too.
She just got on my nerves. And I so agree with you. I think Donald plays so many favoritism. I think you're right. You know, Brad and Sharon seems to be his pick. And I really don't. I don't think he wanted to fire Cindy. I think he really wanted to fire Holly.
Well, then why he keep her?
Well, Holly's raised over $340,000 for charity. So I mean, that's going to be hard to fire. But here's another theory I have, and it was true with Piers. If you know Sharon, she has a show on NBC, which America's Got Talent, and Donald's show is on NBC. Same with Piers. He's on America's Got Talent too. So there, you know, I hate to say this, but there might be something there with that.
Joan Rivers, wasn't she on NBC one time too? And
I think she might have had something on NBC. But I mean,
is TV Land owned by NBC?
Probably. I don't know.
Me either. But yeah, I like that theory a little bit. Too bad Bret Michaels' show was on VH1. I mean, we would have had Bret. Yeah.
Right.
That stupid show, Rock of Love. I hate that show. So
me
bad.
Too. God damn.
How many more seasons of The Amazing Race do you think they're going to be? And they got to do something because, I mean, I've been watching it since season one, but they got to do something to change it up because, I mean, I'm a huge fan, but it's getting really boring.
That's how it is. Like, with Real World, the same thing. I think it's going to be around for a really long
time. They need to have celebrity Amazing Race or something like that. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
We've had Dan from the season when Dan and Andrew was there. I can't remember.
Right.
And he's been on the show, and he's talked about how he wishes they can do like a wild card thing where they put some of the past, you know, people that run the race and like pick teams, you know what I mean, and like mix them up a little bit. And we've had some discussions. I've thought about maybe like a celebrity versus a fan
all-star.
Or kind of like or something like that, or
Survivor.
Amazing Race did, I think, show good this year, though. I think it was a good show this year.
Right, it was.
Jordan, in the beginning, having Jeff and Jordan from Big Brother on it, and then kind of like slowly swindling.
The Mole. I love The Mole, Mr. No Pants. That was probably my favorite reality show of all time. And it just came back like a year ago, but then it got bad ratings. But if they could bring that back again, that would be amazing.
Yeah, we had Paul on the show this week, actually. Paul from The Mole. And he definitely said that he would love to have it back again, too. And we're going to do actually a show with some of the past contestants in the near future.
That was a great show.
In the off. And the Survivor.
Oh, because
what do you think about Heroes versus Villain?
I actually don't watch Survivor.
I know.
Me neither.
You watch
nothing.
I do watch Big Brother, but my favorite reality show of all time, it was a short-lived show. They only showed like 6 episodes, and then they put all the rest online. It was actually my big, fat, obnoxious Boss. That show was hilarious. Did you guys ever see that show?
No.
Yeah,
it was on Fox, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It was so funny. They had to do the weirdest – it was like The Apprentice except like a joke version of it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I remember that. And then I hate shows that cancel, like, halfway through the season.
Right.
Sometimes some shows, that's one reason I don't like about it, is like, you know, you get used to watching a show and then suddenly they decide to take it off the air because, yeah, they have a couple bad ratings and, right. or they're up against like a big show and then they
right.
the ratings is just a little bit and then they, you don't even know who wins and it's like, you know, or they do put it online and you, why do you want to sit and watch a show like online, you know, after a while, you know what I mean? It's,
you know, they did that with Last Comic Standing. That was on for 2 years. They brought it back for the third year, canceled it, didn't show the finale, and then 2 years later brought it back, and then just like last year or the year before, they canceled it again. So, you know, I don't know why they do that.
They're bringing it back this Monday. Now they're bringing
right.
it back Monday.
Yeah. I mean, it's yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know why they do that.
Maybe that's supposed to be the joke.
Maybe. It's a pretty funny show, though.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those.
Yeah, like, it was...
That's one show I haven't watched.
It was on summer 03, summer 04. It was on in fall 04 and then canceled and then brought back summer 06, 07, 08, and now skipped summer 09, but now it's back this Monday, apparently.
Huh. No, I don't know if it's this Monday, but it's coming up Mondays.
June
1st.
June 1st.
Yeah, June 1st.
Wait, no, hang on. Let me check. But,
yeah,
it's just
I just know it's coming
June
7th. Monday.
It'll be hosted by Craig Robinson.
Hell's Kitchen's coming back. I'm looking forward to that. I believe that.
Oh, wow. Craig Robinson's hosting Last Comic Standing this season. You know him. He's the...
Right.
The
Office.
Right. Is he in The Office?
Yeah, he's the... he's
yeah,
the,
yeah.
The forklift guy, not the forklift. The
right.
Guy worked
he was
here.
In Pineapple Express, Zach and Miri, Hot Tub Time Machine in The Office. Yeah. That should
that's
be funny.
Right. That's right. Huh.
And that's what funny. I hate, too. Like, they, Last Comic Standing changed hosts every season. It's like, come on, stick with the host.
Oh, it's just like American Got Talent. I mean, I seem like they've had, like, it went from
Jerry
Springer to that other
Nick
guy.
Cannon.
That other guy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
pick
I mean, sometimes...
You know,
was it Regis?
Regis. I think it was Regis at first, and then it went to, like, Nick Cannon or something, I believe.
Yeah.
And then to Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I remember Jerry being the host.
Do you guys remember American Inventor or something like that?
Yeah, I love that show, actually. That
I used to
good.
Love that show, too. Yeah.
Was that on ABC?
That was on ABC.
Yes, it was on ABC.
Yeah,
it was made by Simon Cowell, too, I think. Simon Cowell had
right.
something to do with it. And Mark Brunell, I think, maybe had something to do the guy from The Survivor.
Peter Jones was part of it, too.
But yeah, there was a
yeah, that was a great show.
I think. Yeah, I kind of like those shows. The Shark Tank is another one that I really enjoy. I hope they bring that back. Somebody mentioned Joe Millionaire.
Oh, yeah. Joe Millionaire. Wow. I forgot all about that guy.
One of my favorite shows was The Chamber. It aired for like 3 episodes on Fox. Do you guys remember that? Where they would like,
the
subject
chamber.
People to this chamber. That was just like probably one of my favorite shows. I like stupid shows like that for whatever reason. It lasted 3 episodes.
Then, yeah.
And, yeah, I was just getting ready to say it. And then didn't they come back with a finale?
No, I think that was Hot Chair. I think that was Hot Chair, which was pretty much the same exact concept.
It seemed like I felt...
And what happened... Or Hot Seat. What
they came back with a finale. I do believe they came back with... Maybe I watched it online, because I remember that one stupid girl kind of got kicked off, and then... something like that. I remember...
What happened... What happened to Moment of Truth? Because I remember that was huge. That show was huge and all over the place, just like last summer. And then
all of a sudden, it was gone. That's one where they put the people in the hot seat, literally,
in the chair.
Right? They have like a pyramid.
Right, right. Hot seat, right. Hosted by, wasn't John McEnroe a host for a little bit?
I don't remember, but it was. The guy wasn't it the guy from I forget his name.
Can't think of his name either, but he's slightly annoying.
Yeah, he black-haired guy. You know,
I
think Hutchinson should or Leanne. I mean, should host the show. What do you think, Corey?
Wait, what?
It was called The Chair.
That I should host a show? Well, I am actually going to within the next 3 months. I'm already contracted to it. But, yes, I'm actually accepting applications to host any show that you like me to.
Nice.
Wait, what show are you hosting?
Yeah, you'd like to know that, buddy, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I
know
the one show that you're on.
I can't tell you.
She's got confidentiality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she would tell me off air then.
Yep.
No, she won't. No, she won't. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, she will.
No, she won't.
Yeah, I have a friend who's hosted, like, a bunch of canceled game shows. But, yeah, it was called The Chair. No, it's true. He hosted a game show on PAX TV where, like, four people watched it. So,
which TV?
On PAX TV, it's now Ion. It's now Ion Television.
Oh, PAX.
Oh, really?
PAX.
Where PAX went?
I thought you said
PAX.
I was like, for a second there, I thought you said PAX TV.
I used to love some of that stuff on PAX.
Dude, Supermarket Sweep was the greatest game show ever.
Yep.
Exactly. I like that show. Yeah.
That show was the best.
But the best game show ever. Since we're talking these random shows. The best show ever was, I love that show, Press Your Luck.
That was pretty, which one, the new one or the black and white one?
No, the original one. I love that one, and I love Tic-Tac-Toe, and I love Joker's Wild.
That was good, Card Sharks was awesome.
What was the one that Gene Wilder, not Gene Wilder, was
No, it wasn't Gene Wilder, Match Game.
What was it? Match Game, yeah. I love that one.
Right, that was good.
And The Gong Show?
Press Your Luck was awesome, as you said.
The Gong Show one.
The Gong Show?
What was that guy?
Yeah.
Who was that host?
Chuck Berry?
CIA guy.
The Chuck Berry? You mean
Chuck Berry? Chuck Berry,
yeah.
What was that movie? What was that movie they did? it showed his whole story, how the CIA recruited him and shit.
I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's a funny as hell movie.
But it's awesome.
That was one of the best movies I ever saw. When it comes to, you know, like low budget,
right?
Everything.
Does anybody know the protocols for the villa?
What?
The protocols. What are the protocols like for the villa or Ponderosa? If you want to go home. When you get evicted or eliminated from the game, if you're like, screw this, I'm out of here, do they just let you go? Or do they send you to the Ponderosa or the villa or the jury house, no matter what?
On what show are we talking about?
I just got scooped that the lesbians did not, they send everyone to the villa when they leave the race. Everyone. Mm-hmm. They didn't.
Yeah. Amazing Race?
Villa, yep. They did not.
That's because they got knocked off to where they didn't have to, I don't think.
Right. It's like on The Apprentice where it looks like they get knocked off and they send them to a hotel. But no, they you can choose, I think, and then they send you home, but you do have to sign a confidentiality agreement.
Huh.
No, but I think with the lesbians, with the Amazing Race, they got eliminated where they don't get sent to there because the taping is almost done, so they just send them right to the final destination. You know what I mean?
Right. Like Big Brother, I think they actually do send them to the jury house in Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Big Brother, definitely. And if have this when I want to ask a question because you're a first time caller, I think. Is this the first time listening to the show? We do a show Monday nights with Michelle Costa. I do, and we're really big on the Big Brother show. So lots of guests on Mondays is Big Brother related. So
you remember Michelle Costa?
Yes, this is the first time I've been listening.
Yeah, so you have to tune back in because we're here Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Tuesday at 10 p.m. And Corey's
Can I give
Corey,
you guys? No.
Corey, give me a second. I'll only tell you the rest of the schedule. Corey's from Rock of Love.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, she's sorry to hear it, too. And then Thursday, we were at 10 p.m., and that's our Survivor show. And then we were here tonight at 11 easily. I don't know what I'm going to do with Sunday night show, but I'll probably keep it till The Apprentice is over with. And then I'm going to discuss with my people what to do. Do you do a show? I see. Are you the sports guy in the show, in the chat room? Or do you do a sports show?
No, I have a regular show. It's called, I'm a correspondent on The Worst Show on the Web, which is Monday nights, so I don't want to plug that because that probably competes with you. But I also do have a show on Blog Talk at blogtalkradio.com/Caleb Jones, CalebJones, and I interview celebrities on there. But can I give you guys some advice? Because like I just started listening, and I'm on the West Coast, and you ruined who's going to get eliminated on The Apprentice tonight.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, you know what?
There was a disclaimer at the beginning.
Let me just say something.
Yeah,
Ron. Hold on. When I was actually on TV, they already eliminated before I was eliminated. So, and that was on the East Coast when I was already on the East Coast. And so let me just tell you something right now. They eliminate before that, way before that, because there's actually a show that airs in the morning that tells the elimination. So let me just tell you something right now. They could have already seen it before we aired it. So that's all I got to say.
No, but I hear what she's saying.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on. Is there an Ebonics translator somewhere? But no.
Are you really serious right now?
I'm just playing.
No, you're not playing.
Hey, broke down Monique, all right? Don't get up
in
my face.
No, seriously, because I will. I'll go there.
He will.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I end up looking it up anyway because I get pretty bored through The Apprentice.
Well,
I
was there.
Yeah, I've been on
TV. Corey, they don't
too.
Do that on CBS.
I know how it works.
NBC. They don't show.
Right, they don't do
I
that.
Know what you're saying. Yeah,
right,
VH1
right.
does play their
I'm
show
telling
first.
Him raw, I'm telling him raw information, and he wants to be like, are you Ebonics? I mean, like, seriously, unreal.
I've been on TV, too. I know how it works, but they don't do that for CBS
and
NBC.
So
like,
have you been
on TV, no, right? Try another network. Try another one.
Right, on certain networks they do. On NBC, they don't, which was my example. But, no,
yeah.
You know.
I understand. And we usually, it's been known that we always.
Right. Yeah, it's not a big deal. Because, you know.
Oh, yeah, it is.
If you're on the West Coast,
it's a big deal. Sorry.
It is because you brought it up, but it is a big deal a little
bit. It is
a
big fucking deal. Big fucking deal.
Because you made, now you've made Corey pissed. I'm just going to shut up.
Yeah, now you made pissed. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, because you can just look it up anyway if you ever want to know the answer. Because if you're on the West Coast, it did already air on the East Coast, and people, like, edit Wikipedia or something by then anyway, so.
Exactly, you're right.
Yeah, plus,
and I was right.
And
so.
Anybody that has a Twitter account, they're tweeting the heck out of it. So I hate that's one thing I hate about the whole television network.
Yeah, that really sucks.
They really do need a show. They need to let the West Coast have an East Coast feed for the people that are. That's one thing. I understand that they want to keep it prime time. You
right.
know, and it, you know, how many people are going to watch a show at? What time is it for you guys? It's going to be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
It's like 8 or something, right?
Right, exactly.
Is it 4 o'clock?
What? Well, Apprentice airs at 9.
Yeah.
It'd be 6 here.
Yeah, so I mean, many of you guys don't want to watch a show at like 5 or 6. You know,
right.
7 o'clock, you know, it's okay. But you know what? Many of you guys would do it too. And that's why I think people on the West Coast should have an East Coast feed. And the people on the East Coast should be able to get a West Coast feed.
They do.
Because there's
they do, Ron.
No. What I'm trying to say is many networks, like our cable companies, you can't. Can I have, can we have like LA network? Like I used to watch Chicago networks, like on a dish, but then they canceled it because the competition with Atlanta or Chattanooga. You know what I mean? So So my point is that, you know, we should be able to pick the networks we want to watch.
No, I understand that.
I just found out that you are right. They only send people to the villa up till 6. And Jeff and Jordan were the last team to be sent to the villa. Everybody else got to go home, so I misread what I saw on the internet.
Mm.
I also do think VH1 is something that's really cool about VH1 is they always premiere it Corey was right about it. Her show is aired at 9 o'clock, 8 or 10 o'clock in the morning for the people that want to watch it before.
Right, and then VH1 and MTV, what they'll do is they'll just rerun it all day too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It is great, even though they take away lots of television time for the same shows, and that's kind of
right.
Stupid. How many times do you want to watch Corey Gets Eliminated? How many people even watched Corey get eliminated?
2,800 million times.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, Rock of Love was probably watched a lot. Yeah, so.
Actually,
yeah, it was good.
It's highest rating showing on VH1 to this.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a ratings powerhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Wasn't Brett, Paul. It was those hotties on that show.
Well,
Tom, you know
I'm
it.
I'm going to probably go ahead, Corey.
I just say you know it.
Corey, you have anything you want to talk about?
I'm really, really good.
You're really good?
Yeah, I'm really good. I think that for one time I have nothing to talk about, which is kind of odd, but,
Yeah. that's funny, actually.
I know, right?
And everything, but that's kind of cool. I forgot, did you ever say your name, the guy that called in? I never asked your name, did I?
CJ.
CJ, yes, I did ask, sorry. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and probably let you go. I'm going to cut the short. Normally I do an hour and a half show, and I'm going to cut it a little short tonight since we got most of our talk in and everything, and today's Mother's Day, so I didn't have time to get a guess. But thank you, CJ. Come back, listen, and next time, we won't spoil stuff for you or remember we spoil stuff.
All right.
Or if you want any, be spoiled. So thank you for coming in.
All righty. Take it easy. Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to
I'm going
to
jump
on.
Off. My phone's beat.
Ben?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Ben, for calling in. I'm going to keep Corey up here on the line for a second. I want to do one thing real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a couple plugs, and then I want to do some commercials, and then we're going to talk real quick about a couple things, and then we're going to move on, because I do want to do a follow-up about something with you.
Okay.
That we haven't had a chance, and so let's do it now, since we have time. That's why I wanted to clear the phone lines, but I'm trying to find something that I wanted to do, but here, let's do this one real quick. I'm looking for something that I had put on here, and I need to learn to. Here it is.
Hey, this is Rad Ron.
And this is Corey Leanne.
You know, sometimes we get crazy on Three Crazy Crackers.
Yes, we do. Oh my God, it's crazy. Yes.
And it's on Blog Talk Radio, so you need to check us out when we go crazy, and we stop reality and go crazy. And, now we have this new format. Don't we have this new format? We're going to do, music.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. So check it out on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Melody.
And this is Kathy.
And we're from VH1's Frank the Entertainer.
In a Basement Affair. And we just spent a really hot evening
On the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, this is April from season Big Brother 10, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with the sexy Ron.
Okay. I wanted to do
some hot.
Little. What?
That was hot.
Yeah, it was. I got some more I need to put up there. I need to take some stuff off, too. Okay, so what I wanted to do was, first of all, let me plug my shows. Monday night, the Rainbow Reunion call our show with Michelle Costa. Monday night, it's going to be 7 p.m., so make sure you tune in for that. It should be fun. I don't know who's going to call in yet, but, you know, with Michelle booking it with the people from Rainbow, it's awesome. Hey, Corey, I haven't had a chance to talk to you. You know, I got an autographed picture from the people from up there. Chelsea sent it to me.
Oh, and, really?
Michelle helped it. So I wanted to say thank you to you guys.
Yeah.
You can see it on my Facebook for the people that want to see it. I posted it up there. It was really nice, and I really appreciate it. I had a great week this week. I've missed my BFF, though.
I know, me too.
You've been sick a little bit, right?
Oh, I've been so sick, you don't even know.
So I've missed you. That's my little, you know, personal life plug there. Tuesday night, Corey will be back. And I don't know what we're going to do yet or who's going to be our guest. But I'm going to try, we'll try to find a guest. And we'll have a great show. If not, it'll just be me and Corey. And we might do, maybe we'll do a Crazy Cracker type show.
Yeah, that might be hot.
On Tuesday night. I don't know. We'll discuss it. We'll have our meeting at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. If someone makes it.
I'll be there.
She actually got strike. If she misses this one, it'll be strike two.
Yeah.
So she's going to get one more strike. I'm just joking. Okay, and then Thursday we'll have the Survivor, and then next week a Survivor finale. And yes, I'm working on I'm gonna try my best to get me a Survivor group that are not up in the finale. If you missed last Thursday's show, Jillian was awesome. You need to check that out. She has this thing. Oh shoot, I'll have to get that cut. I haven't had a chance to cut it. I did a cut with her. But this coming the 15th, she's gonna be doing a thing. Paul's not here to help me with the links, but we'll push that tomorrow night. But hey, what I wanted to address before we go hang up, I saw an article on the internet, and you missed Tuesday's show because, or you called in, but I think it was after Tuesday's show that the article came out. Or
yeah.
We haven't talked about the article live on the show.
I don't think so, no.
So where was the article posted? And can you talk about the article again?
Where is it posted? It was actually posted at celebritynation.tv. celebritynation.tv. And they actually, it's a paparazzi site that's, they're more than a site, but like that's their site. They're actually on the West Coast, and they're competitors with TMZ, and they actually posted a little article about me and what I'm doing right now, which is very interesting, and I'm very glad, you know, they're a part of that. So it's very cool. Like, I mean, it should air within the next couple of months, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure to the extent of what they are capable of and all that stuff. But they just now finalized everything. So if you go to celebritynation.tv and then put in the keyword Corey Leanne, you'll find out exactly the article and when all the, you know, details will be aired.
Hey, plug that thing you're going to do next weekend, too.
Oh, what am I doing next weekend? I don't remember.
Your show, the show you're going to be guesting on.
Oh, the new show that I'm doing?
No, not the new show, the call-in show.
The call-in show, what are you talking about? This show?
Chilling with...
Oh, my bad. What is it? It's Children with, what is it? What is it called? I don't know. You put me on the spot. Don't do that to me.
Jeff and Kenny. Jeff and Kenny.
He knows it better than me. It's Chilling with
Jeff
and Kenny.
Okay, guys. It's next Saturday. Chilling with Jeff and Kenny. And Corey totally forgets what the name of the show is. Anyways, I think you go to .com. It's Chilling with Jeff and Kenny. Anyways, she's going to be on it as a guest next week on Saturday. And I don't know the time. We'll discuss that Tuesday. So,
I'm excited. Yay, me.
Man. But I want to. We're going to close the show tonight early. I do want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers again. And I wanted to say a special Happy Mother's Day to my mom. And I love you, Mom. And it was so good to be able to spend the time with her today. We spent the afternoon together. And as I posted on my Facebook, it's kind of hard not having her here every day. Not being here, and like today, you know, I don't remember the last time I didn't spend the day with my mom, you know what I mean, Corey?
Yeah, no, I know.
And Happy Mother's Day to you. I know you don't have a kid, but you do have one that, you know, you call your kid, and I know he's means the world to you, and you are a mother to him, and you know, and to all the other mothers, your mother. Happy Mother's Day to Catherine. Happy Mother's Day to Heather. I see you in the room. Lori, man, I can't remember all who's in the room, but you know, you guys all are special to me. Everyone that listens to the podcast that are mothers, thank you for. Paul joined us in the room right now, but I'm going to go ahead and let go, and say goodnight. Come back Monday, 7 p.m. And, I think I want to close it off with a little song. what do you think?
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know. I'm trying to think. What should I do?
Right now, whatever that is.
Oh, so like, I have a little thing. Pick a number 1 through 10.
5.
Okay, 5.
Hanukkah is the festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we get 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a new list of people who are Jewish. Just like you. Winona Ryder drinks Manischewitz wine, then spins a dreidel with Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein. Guess who gives and receives loads of Hanukkah toys? The girls from Veruca Salt and all 3 Beastie Boys. Lenny Kravitz is half Jewish. Courtney Love is half too. Put them together. What a funky badass show. We got Harvey Keitel and Flash Dancer Jennifer Beale. Yasmin Bleeth from Baywatch is Jewish. And yes, her boobs are real. Put on that yarmulke. It's Monica, celebrate Monica. still not a Jew. But guess who is the guy who does the voice for Scooby-Doo? Bob Dylan.